This is Grow the Show, the podcast to help you grow your podcast. My name is Kevin Schmidlin. I am your podcast growth coach. And today I have a very quick tip that is hopefully going to make you more money from your podcast. And this came about when I was helping a Grow the Show Accelerator one-on-one client of mine. He owns a PR agency and he puts out audio episodes to get new agency clients. And it works. But we found something that's going to make it work even better for him, which is this. In your show notes, in your descriptions, pick one main call to action that you want people to do. It might be to have them download a lead magnet. It might be to have them book a discovery call. It might be for them to buy a course. Whatever the number one thing that you want your audience members to do on a regular basis, whatever that is, write a very short one or two sentence call to action to get them to do that thing. That sends them to whatever the next step of the process is. And here is the key. In your YouTube description, if the episode's on YouTube, and in your show notes, put that CTA above the fold, aka put it up top. If you look at the show notes for this episode, which is an audio-only episode, you will find that there is one CTA at the top of the show notes. It's probably to check out the Grow the Show Academy. That's what it is, at least at the time of recording. But I actually often change the CTA that's at the top of my episodes on a regular basis. So, you know, I only relaunched the Grow the Show Academy a couple of weeks ago. Before that, I would have sent people to check out my free masterclass. That was at the top of the show notes. And I actually have one of my virtual assistants. Every time I change what I want my main call to action to be, I have one of my virtual assistants go and update the call to action that's at the top of the show notes for all episodes in the Grow the Show catalog, all 200-ish of them. We might even be at 200 now. Is this episode 200? If it is, yay. If not, coming soon. But anyway, this is even more powerful if you have your episodes on YouTube, to have your main call to action at the top of the description. And that is because it is what's known as above the fold. What I mean by that is, on YouTube videos, where the description goes underneath the video, you'll see the first couple lines of the description, and then there will be a more button for you to see the rest of the description. What a lot of people do is they will have the description of the video there. In this video, I'm going to blah, 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 blah. And that's cool. That's technically the purpose of the description. But if you want more people to see your call to action and you want more people to do the thing and join your email list or consume your lead magnet or book a discovery call, if that CTA is above the fold and they don't have to hit the more button to see it, then every single person who watches that video will see the CTA. So if you go to the Grow the Show YouTube channel today and check out any of my recent videos, you will see that I have three CTAs at the top of the description and they are above the fold. And this is something that I learned from one of my content mentors. I was looking at his channel and just kind of dissecting what it is that he does. And I noticed that all of his CTAs are above the fold on his YouTube videos. And I said, huh, that's interesting. I thought they should go at the bottom. You know, I thought the description should go first. So I changed mine. And since I have UTM tracking implemented, which means I can see the piece of content that people came from when they opt into my email list, as soon as I made that change on my best performing YouTube videos, I started seeing more leads come in immediately. It was crazy. And the same thing is true once I did it for my podcast show notes. Now, your podcast show notes are a little bit harder to find. About 50% of your podcast audience actually goes into the show notes on a regular basis, but 100% of them sees a little preview on Apple or Spotify. And so same thing. You want to have that CTA at the very, very top so that everybody sees it. And think about it. People read from top to bottom. And the completion rate of reading the show notes is similar to the completion rate of your episodes. Everybody reads the first few lines. Not everybody gets to the end. So if you want more people to enter your sales funnel, join your email list, book a discovery call, buy from your sponsors, take your survey, whatever you want them to do, put it at the top and more people will do it. Now, a common question that I get is how many links should I have in my show notes or my description? Is there such thing as too many? There isn't such thing as too many. I would just pick one to be at the top of your audio show notes. And then in the middle, have your, you know, description. In this episode, Kevin Schmidlin's going to blow your mind with incredible tips, those types of things. And then at the bottom, you can have any other links that people want. And if you go to my show notes, you'll see that at the bottom, I have the links to my lead magnets, links to my partners that I'm an affiliate of, like Podpage or Podcast Boutique. Those links are down there, but they're at the bottom. The top link is the number one thing that I want people to do. On YouTube, I do have three links up top above the fold. And then in the middle, I have the description of the video. And then again, at the bottom, it's follow me on Instagram, check out my show on the listening apps. I don't really care if people click those links, but they're there. Some people do, which is cool. But the real things that I want people to do, consume my lead magnets, book a discovery call, check out the Grow the Show Academy, those things are at the top of the fold. So in summary, I've said it several times, but if you take one thing away, one quick tip to implement this week to get more sales, more leads, and more revenue from your podcast, put your main CTA, the number one thing that people can do to enter your content ecosystem, give them your email, buy your stuff, put that at the top of your show notes and at the top of your description, and you will get more juice out of the squeeze and your audience will grow and your show will be monetized much faster. So that's going to do it for this quick hit episode of Grow the Show. We'll be back later this week with a full episode. I'll see you next time. Now, I have a quick favor to ask you. If you've ever gotten any value from this podcast and you haven't already, please leave us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling generous, a review in the app that you're using to hear my voice right now. It just takes a couple seconds, but it really goes a long way in helping us to share even more valuable growth and monetization tactics here on the show, because it helps us land bigger guests and it helps show the world that what we're doing here is actually valuable. So once again, if you've ever gotten any value from the show and you haven't already, please just take a moment, leave us a 5-star rating, maybe a brief review on what type of value you've gotten, and I will be eternally grateful. This episode was produced by me with post-production by Podcast Boutique. And if you want your show to be post-produced with quality really freaking fast, and if you want to save yourself and your team tons of time working on your podcast, you should chat with Podcast Boutique. Just head to podcastboutique.com or click the link in the show notes and set up time with them, because I spent no time editing this episode and neither should you. All right, that's going to do it for Grow the Show. My name is Kevin Schmidlin. I'll see you next time.